Larry Steinbach here, Marcia. Things are, have to get juggled given people's schedules, but we've got your next guest lined up, Dar Dowling.
Yeah.
So if we can just bring her in, we'll be ready to go. Okay.
Okay. I have with me Dar Dowling. Hey, Mom, What's Sex? You are the director and the producer, and this film is a hilarious, raw, and sometimes emotional roller coaster ride about sex talks folks had or didn't have with their moms. The film asks a simple question over and over again. Did you ever have the sex talk with your mom? How did you decide you wanted to do this project?
Oh, well, Marcia, I wrote a feature film, and I decided I should figure out if what it was like to make a movie. Well, I want to backtrack for a second. I had seen that Tangerine was at Sundance, and they had made it with an iPhone 5. I made this movie with an iPhone 6. So I got it, and I actually asked a friend of mine to tell me a story. And he told me about his sex talk with his mom, and it actually involved Barbie dolls and why do the Barbie dolls have flat parts. And his mom told him about sex, and it was a hilarious story. And I decided I should start asking people about their sex talks with their mom. And it kind of morphed from there until we had 28 stories, and it's in about 40 minutes.
And filmgoer, I've seen the film, so I'm your eyes for the moment. And I have to say, there were a range of stories, a real range. Some even didn't get the sex talk from their moms, and that was as interesting as the ones that did, because they surmised the reasons their moms weren't able to do it, and they talked about other ways they learned about sex. You also had gay folks, straight folks. You had kind of the whole nine yards, and nothing was predictable. It was very interesting. You'd see somebody, and you wouldn't know that's what was going to come out of their mouths.
It's true, and a lot of the times I didn't know what was coming out of their mouths until it actually came out.
And did it help you feel more excited about doing a feature film? Did it give you a sense of feeling launched?
Actually, yeah. And it taught me what it actually means to make a movie, because I had really no idea what I was getting into. I was just like, well, I'll shoot people. And then Ricardo Madden is a genius editor, and he's my co-producer. And it was an interesting process, and now I actually know what it means to make a movie. And at one point I said to him, well, you can just throw the movie together, and he laughed his head off, because that's just not what happens.
You can't do that.
No, you can't do that. No. I know that now.
Ricardo Madden has just slipped in. Welcome, Ricardo.
Thank you.
So tell her what she learned from you about how you can't just throw it together.
Well, she was extremely excited, which a lot of filmmakers are. And she was like, yeah, we could. I've got all these videos. I'm going to continue shooting a bunch of videos, and just let me know how quickly we could do this. We could do it in like 2 days, 3 days. And I could not stop laughing.
No.
Now, you have a website. The film goer may want to know that. And do you know when your film will be screening?
It's called HeyMomWhatSex.com. So it's pretty easy. You can also just put that in. It comes up on YouTube. And it's screening tomorrow night at 6:30 at the community center, and again at 9:30 on Sunday morning at the Rose Theater.
So is there anything else either of you want to say about the film that the film goer would like to hear to whet their appetite further to come to your film?
If they want to see something exciting, if they want to like laugh, they want to have like something, to want other people to realize that they've also had the same experiences that they have. And they're just going to have a great time watching the movie.
It's going to be amazing.
It's a lot of fun.
It's a fun movie. I've watched it about 200 times now, and I'm still not tired of it.
No.
And you'll find some really unexpected things. And I have to say, there was one woman in the movie that told me a story, and I asked her 5 times if it was okay if I put it in the film.
Yeah, we had to force her to sign a contract, because we just...
And I videoed the release and made her sign it like 5 times. And then finally she's like, no, Dar, no. It's important that people know this. So,
well, thank you, Dar Dowling, director and producer, Ricardo Madden, editor and producer, Hey Mom, What's Sex? And I'm going to tell you all, you're in for a nice little roller coaster, but also wonderful conversations that trigger things in your own lives and among your friends. So thank you for being with us.
Can I say one more thing?
You got it.
I just really wanted to say that, you know, when we made this movie, we didn't want to lead anybody down a path. We want people to really talk and listen. And like, when they leave the theater, we really want them to, like, you know, talk about what it brings up for them. And we cover a lot of territory, everything from religious fundamentalism to pregnancy and masturbation and porn. I'm not sure I can say that on the radio, but I did. And we cover a lot of ground.
As long as you didn't do it on the radio,
we didn't
fine.
Do it, no. And then you fine. Couldn't see it anyway, right?
So. And anyway, this will no doubt promote amazing conversations. Thank you once again.
Thank you for having
Thanks
us.
Thanks a lot.
We're back at KPTZ, your community radio station in Port Townsend. On the film festival weekend, how about a little Forrest Gump?